The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone. And greetings, everyone, too, from other time zones. And thank you for being here. And I don't take it for granted that a group of people will come together to sit and meditate and to discuss the Dharma, hear the Dharma. And so I would like to offer you a perspective for this meditation session that we're doing. And that to think of meditation as not doing anything special. Don't hold it up as some esoteric or mystical thing that you're doing, but to see it as being here in a full way without any assertion of self or conceit, or without any reactivity. And that in this perspective, we're to avoid, if you can, any idea that there's a problem, any kind of problem. But instead, in the living moment of the present, here, as we're living our life in the only place we actually live it, this precious thing of being alive, is we only live it in the present moment, here and now. And rather than seeing anything being a problem, it's simply, as the present moment unfolds, there's always new things arise, things occur, and it's always something new to address. Something new to be present for, to recognize, and something new to adapt ourselves with, or to change, or to do something with, have a relationship with it. And some things maybe are changed, sometimes we change in relationship to it, but things that can be addressed, practiced with, without assuming that anything is a problem. And to take this next half an hour or so of meditation as a problem-free zone. That in the present moment, as things unfold, if you're able to stay here, in the present, there are no problems. And maybe there are no problems in the future, just that when things occur in the future, you have to address them. You have to respond to them and work with them. And to this half an hour, to have sit with a little bit of confidence, and just enough confidence in yourself, that you don't have to look at anything as a problem. It's just something to meet, to address, to work with, to practice with. But not because it's a problem, because this is what we're called upon to do in the moment, is to respond, practice with this circumstance, and this circumstance, and this. So, to take a meditation posture that might express some modicum of confidence, the kind of confidence you'd have if, in fact, you really felt problem-free in the lived moment of now. And you're sitting in a chair on a cushion, maybe sitting up a little bit straighter. And then as you close your eyes, to do so with some contentment and confidence that for these minutes is just to be here, present, living together with in the lived moment of now, and to be with the full experience, as it's easy for you, of the lived moment of now. Not being with, needing to do something with anything or fix anything so much, but to really be in the middle of the lived experience of now. And if something does arise that needs to be addressed, your legs hurt as you sit and it feels like this one needs to be addressed, then you move your legs. But no problem, no problems, just here with the experience. So, and perhaps part of that lived experience can be your breathing. Some people have a sense that breathing is at the center of all things, rather than the mind being the center of our life. The body breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. To be here, now, with this experience. sitting as if there's no problem, as if nothing is wrong. It's just something to meet, to be present with, and as necessary to address. But nothing is wrong, no problem. Just here with what is. Responding, sitting with what is. Breathing with what is. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, imagine what a gift it is to others if we don't see them as a problem. Maybe we don't even see them as being wrong. We see them in a way, we look upon them in a way that allows their goodness to come forth, for them to relax, to settle. We look at them in a way that helps them see for themselves, helps others to see them in a way that helps them recognize for themselves their potential for wisdom, for compassion, for friendliness, for kindness, for mutual respect. May it be that as we sit in our own meditation, learning to meet ourselves with respect without seeing ourselves as a problem, seeing ourselves free of being wrong, that it gives us the ability to begin seeing the world that way as well. And that the way that we see others, to see the world, becomes a gift. Even without saying anything or doing anything, just to see the world in a way that recognizes the potential in this world to live happily, safely, to live free. May our ability to be free recognize that potential in others. And in doing so, what gets set free is the infinite compassion, goodwill, and harmlessness that is a potential in each of us. May we all offer our deep respects to each other. Thank you.